Welcome to Daily Affirmations for Women. I'm Katie Kremitzos, the creator of the Women's Meditation Network. Jody and I are truly grateful that you took the time to be here today. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin today's episode. If you would like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, and welcome. I'm Katie. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network, and I'm coming on here today not with a meditation, but actually with just a little hello, a little update. At the time of this recording, it is May 1st, which means we are entering into Mental Health Awareness Month here in the U.S., and it brings up so much for me, and I'm sure for all of us who are very aware of our mental health. If you're here, if you've been listening to meditations, you obviously have a desire to make sure you are caring for your mental health. So, what are you doing to be kind to your mind, specifically this month? I can tell you that lately what has been really working for me are two things that have allowed my mind to sort of snap back into place or find moments of clarity. One is through journaling. I've always been a journaler. I love journaling. I love intentional journaling, which means I'm not just sort of writing about what happened, but I'm asking myself prompting questions. I'm kind of digging deep into my psyche. I'm wondering what's here for me to heal or release or live into, right? So that has been incredibly helpful, especially in those moments when my mind feels very, very overwhelmed with lots of thoughts, lots of worries, lots of tasks, and feels really clouded. So I'm wondering if journaling is helpful for you as well. The second thing that has been kind of a game changer and a surprising game changer for me over the past month has been running. So I'm an athlete. I've been an athlete since I was a little kid, but I can't tell you that I've ever been like a great runner. It's just always been incorporated into whatever sports I have been doing, or I've sort of done it, you know, onesie twosie as it feels like, oh, I want to go out for a run. That would be great. But about a month ago, I went on a run at our local preserve, which that's pretty meaningful because, you know, I'm surrounded by nature. I'm not just running on a road. Like I'm surrounded by nature. I'm on nature trails. I'm, you know, partial boardwalks, partial like in the dirt with tree roots coming up. And it's just this really beautiful scene of mangroves completely encasing me. It's really gorgeous. Anyway, I was having a day where just not only was my brain completely full and sort of like rapidly moving, but I felt intense, anxious energy. I know you know what I'm talking about. Those moments when I just felt like, oh my gosh, like I can feel the worry start expanding. I can feel the like my brain trying to work out the details in order to let data dissolve the anxiety. And at some point I knew that the data, you know, my to-do list wasn't going to dissolve that anxiety. And so I just was like, I've got this nervous energy. I've got to go run it out. So I went on this run, and I'm not like a long distance runner. I'm not a great runner. I'm a slow, steady runner. And I ran for an hour, which is a long time for me. And by the end of that hour, my brain felt so clear. And not only did it feel clear, it felt charged. It felt completely alive with what I wanted and what I was envisioning, instead of all of those other things that were getting crowded in there that were really weighing me down. And I've kept that up almost daily since then. And so those two things, journaling and running, have been incredibly helpful for my mental health lately. So what has it been for you? I would be curious to know. So I hope that during this month of May, during this opportunity to be extra aware of our mental health and take extra care of her, I hope that you are showing yourself some extra love. Here on the network, we are going to be putting out extra episodes across the podcast, or across all the podcasts, and many of them are very mental health specific. Obviously, meditation in general, all of our meditations are really good for your mental health. So continue to come back to your favorite podcasts here, pick and choose the one that you want, and know that there's a lot of really great meditations coming down your way that you can utilize to be able to help you on your mental health journey this month. Okay, so one last thing I wanted to make sure to share with you today. So much of why I do these meditations is because I believe that they are tools to help us get to know ourselves. And when we know ourselves, when we're really tuning into our intuition, when we're really making decisions out of that intuitive knowing, we start creating lives we love. We start designing very intentional lives. And this kind of gets us into a space of living your best life. And so in that vein, I wanted to make sure that you knew that in this pursuit and in this evolution of wanting to live your best life, we're going to have some low moments. We're going to have moments where we are not our best selves, where perhaps we're embarrassed or even ashamed of what we have done or the thoughts that we're thinking. But these are always opportunities for us to learn, to deal and to heal, as Amanda Francis said. She is one of my favorite authors lately. And she says to deal and to heal. So I wanted to share a poem I wrote. I will most likely turn this into a meditation, but I wanted to share a moment with you, a poem that I wrote in this moment after I completely lost it on my youngest daughter the other day. And my intention for sharing this is to make sure you know that in your evolution of living your best life, in your desire to have this optimal life that you envision, we're going to have low moments. And they're very real. They're very human. And what we can do is learn from them and dissect them, take them apart, and figure out how we can become better. Okay, so here is the poem. Ready? It's called, I Blew Up at My Kid Today. I blew up at my kid today. I screamed deep from my core. I blew up at my kid today. Couldn't hold it anymore. It shook the room to silent. Her eyes were wide and wet. I knew that I had messed up and filled with deep regret. I took deep breaths in front of her and hugged her with such love. I'm sorry for yelling loudly. Please forgive what I have done. We talked things through real slowly, how volcanoes can erupt, how sometimes our emotions are intense and abrupt. When I felt like she and I were connected and aligned, I looked inside of my heart. There was darkness here to find. I took a deep, full breath and asked the universe, what was really going on that caused such an outburst? Then I listened with my heart and opened up my ears. My intuition whispered, what's really here is fear. Right then and there, I got clear. I knew just what to do. I leaned upon my people who could guide me through. Layers of pain dissolved. Parts of me were healed. I knew it was time to grow. A better me was revealed. Within our pain, there always lies a chance to stretch and grow, as long as we can listen to the voice inside that knows. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Not my best moment, but I learned from it, and it gave me an opportunity to connect with my daughter and learn a little bit something more about myself. You know, I really want to bring this home by saying that my intention for all of these meditations is to give you an opportunity and a tool to know yourself, to come inside so you can direct your life, so you can excavate the stuff that is waiting there for you to deal with and heal, and so you can continue to evolve and design the life you really love. All right. I hope it's an incredible day for you. Thank you so much for being here. And as always, you are always welcome to shoot me an email or connect with me on Instagram or Facebook, Women's Meditation Network, Katie@womensmeditationnetwork.com. And let me know what else you're experiencing. Let me know what you are doing for your mental health this month. Let me know if there are other kinds of meditations that you're interested in hearing that we have not been able to provide quite yet. So I'm always interested in connecting with you. All right. I love you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your time here today. Blessings and namaste.